shoes and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Charles Stanley recalls how his mom taught him to trust God in hard times.
And I can remember how many times she and I would get out of the bed and pray. And being a kid, I was a little frightened. So, Mom, what are we going to do? Here's what she'd say. We're going to trust God. We're just going to trust God. I didn't have any idea exactly oftentimes what that meant or how that would happen. And listen, over and over and over again, I saw God meet need after need. In my ear still rings. We're just going to trust God. We're just going to trust God. We're just going to trust God. You know what she was doing? She was passing on to me by her lifestyle, by her difficulty, by her hardship, her trials, and the way she responded to them, she was passing on to me this message. You trust God no matter what. You trust God when you can't see your way clear. You trust Him when everything looks dark. You trust Him.
Charles Stanley on In Touch, teaching from a lifetime of walking with God.
In Touch is heard at 8.05 a.m. and p.m. Monday through Friday here on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now. And no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Ed Day, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Bumgardner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So grab a pen, take some notes, let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Our text this morning is Genesis chapter 25. Beginning in verse 19. Genesis 25, verse 19. This is the genealogy of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah as his wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Padan Aram, the sister of Laban, the Syrian. Now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren, and the Lord granted his plea, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. My assignment this morning is how to deal with the recipe of dysfunction in our families. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning for the ability to preach and teach. I thank you for the anointing in this house. I thank you for truth that transforms us from the inside out. And Lord, I ask that today, God, that my words would be your words, that you put me on like a coat and wear me. And God, I thank you, God, that the word of truth would penetrate our hearts and change our perspective for living and parenting. In the name of Jesus, we just declare this. And everybody said, amen. How many of these verses, first of all, give us a few things. And one of the things that it tells us right off the bat is that there is power to a praying husband. I mean, there's power in a praying husband. I mean, Isaac learned something from his father, Abraham, because his daddy, when Sarah couldn't conceive, decided to take matters into his own hands. Sarah decided to take matters in her own hands. And they ended up having a child with Sarah's handmaiden, and they named him Ishmael. And Ishmael was not the promise, although Abraham thought he might be until Isaac came along. Isn't that right? Y'all remember the story? But Isaac in this story is a different man. He's in the same boat that Abraham, his father, was in. His wife has not been able to conceive a child. And instead of doing what comes natural and taking matters into his own hand and producing an Ishmael, he prays for his wife. That's a good place to shout, husbands. He prays for his wife. Isaac knew this because he saw Abraham up on the mountain. He was up on the mountain with Abraham when the angel of the Lord spoke to Abraham. And the angel of the Lord spoke to him right after he stopped Abraham from slaying Isaac. And he said, no, I've already provided a sacrifice for you. And the promise is to your house that your children will be like the sands on the seashore and the stars in the sky. So Isaac already understood at this point in his life with his marriage to Rebekah that he was the promised one, that he was the son of the covenant. And instead of taking matters into his own hands, he chooses to pray for his wife. And he asks God to intervene in Rebekah's life when she was barren. Listen to me this morning, fathers and husbands. Can I just give you something right now that'll help you through some of the most dysfunctional times in your family? Learn how to pray for your family. A father and a husband that learns how to pray for his kids and learns how to pray for his wife and covers his children by being a man of prayer, by taking that first portion of his day every day and speaking and commanding the blessing of God over his wife and over his children, you will alleviate most of the dysfunction that will come into the life of your family throughout the day if you would just do that one thing, because you'll head off a lot of things before they ever get started. How many of you know that we live in a culture today, right now, in this American society, this culture that we live in, where the role of a father is really being questioned by the society that we live in, and it's tried to redefine what a father is, what the role of a father is, because according to the standard that we see today, it's not politically correct for the husband to be the head of his wife. It's not politically correct for the husband to be the spiritual priest of his home, to be the leader of his family. But listen to me really clear this morning, ladies and gentlemen. God has given the family a plan that works, and it works with the plan that he set in place. And that plan has a role for everybody in the family. There's a role for the father in the family. There is a role for the mother in the family. There is a role for the wife in the family and the husband in the family. And there is a role for the children in your family. And God tells us that if we will live according to the word of God and the authority and the precepts that he put forth for the family, our family can be blessed. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, one of the verses that I hear a lot, and I'm just being funny here, is a very clear verse to husbands this morning. It says, husbands, love your wives just like Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. Because any man that's in a relationship with another woman, his right relationship before God is to have a right spiritual leadership in that relationship. You can't do it backwards and expect it to be blessed. Even if you're not married, if you're dating somebody right now, you as the man are the spiritual leadership in that relationship, in that dating relationship. The direction and the speed of everything that concerns that relationship should depend on the man leading. So I don't know, I was going to come to church and hear this today. That sounds like some 200-year-old tradition. No, this is the Word of God. And it's a plan that works for the family. If you're dating somebody right now, God wants you to be the spiritual leadership in that. So if you're in a relationship and you're just dating and you're the man, you're the leader of that relationship. You're the one that determines which direction the relationship goes. Is it going to be godly or is it going to be ungodly? If you're not leading, then you're not in the role that God has called you to be in a right relationship for that relationship you're in. It needs to be right before God. And if you get married, how many of you know that you're supposed to give up your life for your wife? We always like to be the head of the house and in charge. I'm the priest of the home. I'm the man. Blah, 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 blah. Well, do you know that the priest of the home is supposed to lay down his life for his wife the way that Christ laid down his life for the church? God calls men to give their lives to their wife. In other words, that means that you don't always demand your way, gentlemen. Can I just bring this into real life, everyday situations? That means when you and little honey boo boo are arguing and fighting, that means that if you're the husband, sometimes you need to look at your little darling sweet cakes and you need to say to her, honey, let's just do it your way. I love you. I believe God put us together. I am not an island unto myself. You and I are one. I know you are for me. So let's just do it your way. How many of you would cut off a lot of arguing going on in a marriage right there if men would just be able to come to that conclusion and say, okay, God assigned this woman to me. She's been sent to my life to help me, to bless me, to help me be the man of God that God's called me to be. Why would I reject what God has put in my life? Kim's getting all kind of revelation over there. So sometimes you got to give it some time. And you got to learn how to serve her. And sometimes it's okay to clean up. You know, I try to clean up the kitchen once or twice a week, even though I don't want to. I don't like doing it. I look in the sink and I feel like gagging. It messes with my, I'm telling you. But sometimes it's good to lend a helping hand around the house. Sometimes you need to pick up after yourself. I got a bad habit of walking through the front door and shedding clothes right on the way to the Lazy Boy. Shoes, shirt, pants, right down and blanket on the chair, remote. I just want to check out of life. Come on, how many men know what I'm talking about? And it ain't but 7 feet from the door to the chair. I know I ain't the only one in this all alone. How many know when you open up the closet and you see that little thing in there that's about 3.5 foot tall and it's got a long cord on it and you plug it in, it makes a loud noise? That's a vacuum cleaner. They use them to clean the carpet. Ooh, revelation is flowing today. I feel the Holy Ghost. What can I tell you? After 21 years of marriage, this is what I'm discovering. That to the degree that I learned to serve my wife, to that degree I'm happy. To the degree that I learned to, that I demand to stand for what I think is right, to that degree I'm unhappy. I mean, just because you're married does not alleviate you the responsibility for being the priest of your home. That means if you're the priest of your home, you're the peacemaker of your home. Priest includes peace. Ooh, it's getting quiet. The more we learn to serve each other, the more I learn to serve Kim, the more happy I know I can be, the more happy that she can be. The more selfish I am, the worse my marriage gets. And I'm still learning after 21 years. I'm still learning the give and take, the blessing and the receiving. You know? How to be a blessing rather than a strain. And it's hard sometimes because we all live our perspective from our selfish point of view where we are so need-based in how we live our life. I mean, if you really want to be the king of your house, then you got to treat your wife like a queen because there ain't no king without a queen. It's the same today. Most mamas who are loved selflessly and who are led spiritually still consider themselves to be very blessed in the right role of the family that God has ordained. Why? Because the men are supposed to lead. And I'm talking about spiritual leadership. I'm not talking about being selfish and demanding your own way. I'm talking about serving, laying your life down, honoring, respecting, preferring. Am I helping anybody? It also tells us in this verse that motherhood is a gift. Rebecca was barren and God touched her and she was able to conceive. God gave a promise to Abraham. He said, you're going to have more kids than you can count.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a minute, but first I want to take the opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship services are 9 and 11 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church, and there's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's children's church, youth group, senior meetings, there's something for everyone. If you are new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for everyone.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
How many recognize this morning through this whole journey through Genesis, every time that there was concerning the promise, Abraham and Sarah was barren. Isaac and Rebecca was barren. Jacob, all the way down. Every time there was barrenness, and there was a place where they had to come in their faith to knowing that God was faithful to the promise. You ever thought about that? Maybe, just maybe, God wanted these women of destiny to understand that faithfulness was the key to the promise of God in their life, and it didn't have nothing to do with them just showing up in the negligee one night saying, hey, honey, you look hot, and doing what comes natural. God is always teaching us to be dependent on Him, because the truth is God will never give you a life of promise where faith is not necessary. It will always require you to have faith to move into the promise. Psalms 127:3 says this, behold, children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. That means that every time you look at your child, you ought to understand you've been rewarded by God. That your children are a blessing and a reward to your faithfulness. Come on now, motherhood's a miracle. I've watched all the documentaries on TV. We've seen it, whether you have a baby or adopt a baby or foster baby. Motherhood is a high honor. It's a high trust. Psalms 127:4 says, like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so the children are of one's youth. That means that you project your children out into the future. It means that children are never accidental. I don't care what you did in the heat of the night. Children are never accidental. There are plenty of accidental parents. Because you got all hot and bothered and did what you didn't need to do when you shouldn't have done what you did, and you got what you got because you did what you did. But the child's not accidental. They're not distractions from your life. Children, the Bible says, are an opportunity for you to shape the future generations of the world. To bring kingdom living into this realm. And they are your accountability. And they are to be steward of God. They're not a nuisance. They're a reward. They're a blessing. Do you know that if everybody in our society just understood that one truth right there, there would never be any reason to ever have an abortion. I don't care what the reason would be. Because there is no such thing as an accidental child. Not according to the Word of God. But we have this mentality in our culture today that becoming pregnant sometimes is an accident. Or it was a mistake. And because we believe that to be a reality, we can just throw away children. That is not spiritually or biologically correct in any real understanding of the truth of the Word of God. The whole pro-choice movement is based on a selfish decision to choose one's life over another.
It is contrary to the word of God where Jesus said, lay down your life for another. It is the polar opposite of that truth. We don't have to argue the politics of it. I know what the word of God says. God always gives us children. Always. He gives us children on purpose for a purpose. I'm going to try that again. God gives us children on purpose for a purpose. And raising children for a purpose, on purpose, is not easy today. It's very difficult in this culture that we live in. And Rebecca's about to find out how hard it can be. In verse 22, it says this. But the children struggled together within her, and she said, if all is well, why am I like this? So she went to inquire of the Lord. So here she is, she's pregnant, and these babies are in her womb. They're just moving around, and she's in pain, and she's asking God, if this is a promise that's on the inside of me, why is it hurting me so much? Why am I in so much pain? For all the ladies in here this morning, if you've ever been pregnant, you know that when the baby starts moving at the beginning stages of pregnancy, it's kind of funny. Ooh. It's cute. Look, there's his foot. I see a hand. But how many know later on in that pregnancy, come around to 8 months, when Junior's stomping up and down on the bladder, gonna be a tap dancer one day. And you're thinking, dear God, if this baby will ever come out of me. Am I right, ladies? So here's Rebecca and these baby boys. They are in the womb and they're struggling on the inside of her. And the word struggle in the Hebrew means to break, like to break pottery. I'm telling you what, they were in that womb going at it, these twins. Break pottery. It means to crush, to oppress. In other words, Jacob and Esau were on the inside of the womb, and it was WWE, baby. Listen to me, Jacob. I'm going to knock you out of the other side of this womb. Okay, brother. Let me tell you right now, I will be the first one out of this place, not you. I mean, it was WWE. For those of you that don't watch WWE, you have no idea what I just did. That is wrestling. And all the fans of wrestling in here got a grin on their face. I can see it. Okay, brother. So she says, God, what's going on in me? And the Lord reveals to her that what she is experiencing in her womb is really a picture of what is to come. In verse 23, and the Lord said to her, two nations are in your womb. Two people shall be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger. And God says a few things to her. First of all, he said, there's two nations on the inside of you. What's going on the inside of you is a picture of what's to come the rest of their life. There's going to be struggle out there. Through one, there's going to come the nation of the Edomites. Through the other, is going to become the nation of the Israelites. One is going to be stronger than the other. They're not going to be the same. They're going to be different. They're going to be struggling going on between them constantly. They'll be fighting. How many know when you read the book of Genesis, it seems like there's a whole lot of sibling rivalry that goes on in this book. You got Cain and Abel, the first brothers. One kills the other. Jacob and Esau, even Lot, who was Adam's biological nephew, the Bible called him his brother at one point. They were in this big division over how they were going to separate the land. And it goes on, Joseph with his 12 brothers was hated by his other brothers. There seems to be a lot of this sibling rivalry that goes on, and it's a constant battle. So let me just tell you this morning, if your family is filled with that kind of stuff, and you got kids where one brother's fighting another brother, or one brother's hating on another sister, and it's going on all the time, listen to me. That happens in a fallen world. That's part of being in this fallen world. But let me encourage you today, through a messed up family, God can still bring good things to pass. God still heals, and he still restores. He still mends broken relationships. He still takes the things that we do out of selfishness and bitterness and turns them for our good. That's his nature. He says to her, the older child is going to serve the younger child. Now listen, that ain't that big of a deal today in our culture. We don't have that. But back then in that culture, that was a big deal. That was huge. That was backwards to the way that they lived back then. Older kids always inherited the favor in the family.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I hope you tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. I'm your host, Ed Day, and I'll see you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.